Thank you. I would like to hone in on one particular area that the previous talk dealt with, and I'll talk to you about WASH, water, sanitation, hygiene, as a specific area for Sustainability Check 2015. What I'm going to say depends quite substantially on the report that was put out here in 2015. It is called Water for Sustainable World by the UNESCO World Water Assessment Program, WAP. And as a first slide, take a look at the change in the demand for water over time. Take a look at the right-hand side, the entire world. There is expected to be a 40% rise in the demand for water all over the world. But the interesting point is where this is going to happen. It's primarily, I see that nothing works here. It's primarily on the second from the left, namely in the BRICS world, in other words, the developing world. But also notice that the total amount of water for agriculture is going down. And it's going down globally, and it's going down in specific areas. And there are good reasons for that. No problem? No problem. I was trying to stand elsewhere so that we can also do this. So I'm talking about the rise over here and the rise around the world. The UN Water's objectives for the MDGs, now become SDGs, is to guarantee good quality water and adequate quantity and reliability and the provision of proper sanitation services for all at affordable prices. And this is one specific way of stating in a particular area. But we shouldn't forget that water is also a support for many other activities such as food production, flood protection, soil conservation, elimination of waterborne diseases, protection of streams and wetlands, social stability in many places that is a source of instability, and finally also for in-country, transboundary, and international cooperation. Water is a good carrier for that. Contrary to some of the earlier beliefs that water is a source of conflict, one can demonstrate the fact that it can be and is in many parts of the world a basis for collaboration. So the WASH-related MDGs have been remarkably successful over the years in focusing attention and mobilizing resources. And here are some of the findings. Look at the central area in Africa. My friends on the panel may not be able to see that. Oh, you do? Yes. Good, good, good. So if you take a look at this part, you can see that there is a concentration of countries that have not been moving properly towards meeting the MDG goals, whereas the dark blue and the lighter blue are countries, 116 of them, they have met what was stated at the time MDG targets. There are still 45 that are far from it, and that's in the center of Africa, and this relates to water. And now about sanitation, and you see that there is quite a coincidence between these two, this and that. In other words, there are parts of the world that are incapable of moving in this direction, have not been able, and I'll talk to that in a minute. So, as I said, that substantial achievement has been made, but further advances require certain things. First of all, you have to study things in terms of science, technology, engineering, at the global scale. But the action needs to be at a local scale. The previous talk said that if there is air pollution in one part and it's very different from another, so you have to deal with that locally. Water is even more local than air. Air moves around globally. Water is relevant only within the relatively short distances, tens, sometimes hundreds, and rarely thousands of kilometers. So you have to deal with the problems at the local level using the global information that we as scientists, engineers, technologists can generate and then move in this direction. So the relevant scale is rather local. And professionals can and should do is to provide societies with suggested, preferred responses and solutions based on science, technology, and capacity building at the same time. That's also a way of transferring the information to a local capacity, to a local capability, which is no less important than showing at the international level what the problems are. Is there always a gap between the professionals and policymakers and decision makers? We've seen a 40 or 50 or 25 year delay between the advent of knowledge about mercury and the time at which international agreements have been signed. Does that mean that locally, in a village, a city, a watershed, this has been implemented? And the answer is no. I've spent the last 50 years, which is my entire career, working on these two points. I've done a lot in the scientific, engineering, and knowledge-based work. That's the first point. But I've done much of my work on the interface between what we know and what we actually should implement. And I've done this around the world in many countries, and primarily in mine in Israel, but also in America and other parts of the world, including China. This gap needs to be bridged, and it can, in principle, be bridged. Some of the onus is on us as professionals, but we need to take society along with us. I'll touch upon the less developed countries and say that they cannot afford to do everything that we in developed countries can afford to do. But the least we can tell them is, please learn from our mistakes and don't repeat them, if you can. We also continue to make some mistakes around, even in the developed world, and we should show that as a demonstration of what not to do so you don't later regret what you have done. That gets me back to the same slide I had before, so you can see where the areas are that in terms of water supply, improved drinking water supply, have already made great progress, and some of the world that has not, and it's primarily Africa and Central Asia. Some of the stresses on meeting sustainable management of water, sanitation, and hygiene is population growth and rural to urban migration. That is a very strong stressor on this particular area. We have in the past depleted in much of the world the sources and caused degradation of their water quality. There is also weather variability, which is no less important than climate change. The mere variability over seasons and years is one that makes it very difficult to manage water resources. But climate change is right there, and we can see around the world some changes in the availability of water. The environmental degradation and the costs associated with that that have been caused over the past. The economic cost is a stress on sustainable management. Inadequate professional and technical skills that need to be distributed properly around the world where they can do good. And most important and rather ubiquitous is the failure of governance. We deliver the knowledge, but sometimes it doesn't help. Let me give you one example, and I've taken this particular example from the developed countries. I'm juxtaposing California versus Israel. Similar water scarcity, you know about the California water stress that is happening in the last 5, 6, 7 years. Same environmental issues, international issues as well. We in Israel are working with our neighbors, but that is a major concern for us. And an economic capacity is similar in the two parts of the world. In California, there's competition between the sectors, distributed ownership of water and infrastructure, fragmented legal and governance structure. The net result today is California is struggling with desalination and with very little use of reclaimed wastewater. In Israel, state owns all of the water and the wastewater and of the central infrastructure. The net result over time, even though we've had internal difficulties between different parts of government, is that there is very efficient irrigation. There is tremendous reuse of wastewater to the degree of 90% of the urban wastewater is recycled and reused in agriculture. And therefore, now we have moved into desalination in a very big way. 80-90% of the urban water supply comes directly from desalination, mixed into the other waters as well, but can meet now the urban requirements, thereby releasing some fresh water to those parts of agriculture that cannot sustain reclaimed sewage. And therefore, we've moved to an adequate and stable supply. Thank you.